This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Thursday, the only meaningful place to go today. Is it his opening day? Let's go up to Seattle. Happy opening day to everybody who observes the holiday. And joining us now is our good friend Corey Brock of The Athletic, at Corey Brock MLB on Twitter. Corey, good morning to you. Happy opening day to you. I want to start. We were just talking about the Mariners this upcoming year and how it's kind of like it's different when you go into a year with expectations. Like, we had a listener that texted in, said, I'm scared. Like, I can't get to the point of expecting them to make the playoffs. I can't get 20 years of pain out of my mind. How do you think the Mariners are ready to handle expectations going into a year?
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot, guys. And yeah, it's completely a different scenario than anything that we've faced in a while. You can make a case that this is maybe the most highly anticipated Mariners season in franchise history, and we're talking going all the way back to 1977. So certainly heightened expectations after last year and the way that it ended, the wild card series victory over the Jays, and then really playing the Astros really tough in that 3-game series, a lot tougher than the Yankees did in the series after that. So yeah, I think the team's in good shape. They have a lot of pitching depth, which you're going to need, and I think fans are really fired up, and I think they've sort of won the city back.
You know, Corey, I liked your article. You did kind of a season preview, predictions, et cetera, and I loved the bold prediction. We were just talking about how the new rules of baseball might open things up for 30-30 things or 40-40 things, depending on the player. I like that you say Julio's going to join the 30-30 club. We were talking about him and expectations coming into the year, because it's not just the team, it's him. He's on the face of SI. Like, he's getting a lot of attention now. How do you think he's handled it through the spring, and how are you feeling about what he's ultimately, what do you think he's going to be this year?
Yeah, and I think the sky's the limit with this kid, and I know that's kind of a tired cliche, but, you know, he just turned 22 at the end of December. This guy's probably nowhere near his ceiling. I don't even know what that looks like, but, you know, I've known Julio since he was 18. I met him at the complex in Arizona, his first fall stateside, and he is every bit the guy that he was then, outgoing, gregarious, happy, jovial, whatever you want to say. And actually, you know, very genuine. And I think he's remained that way despite his world changing, you know, dramatically in the last year, including the size of his wallet, right? Yeah, yeah, with these endorsement deals and certainly the fame that comes with having, you know, being the face of the franchise and coming off such a big year. But yeah, I'm just excited to see what he could do. And, you know, if I'm Scott Service, I bat this guy leadoff. I just leave him there and just let him go.
I mean, let's talk about the other guy who he was always kind of connected to because they were the future of the franchise, Jared Kelenic, who, you know, I feel like every couple of months I'm seeing something about a swing change and we're adjusting this. Like, he came out, had a pretty damn good spring training this year, Corey. Is this the year that Kelenic puts it together? What are the Mariners expecting from him?
Yeah, and I wrote about this today just because I found his career arc to be so interesting. And, you know, for every one of Julio Rodriguez who shows up in the big leagues and is an instant hit right away, there are scores upon scores of guys who, you know, it takes a while for them to figure things out. Maybe they don't. but it's, you know, linear, or I'm sorry, development's not linear. You know, it happens at different times for different guys. But I think Kelnick's in a really good place. As you mentioned, he made some swing changes. I think he's in a good headspace. I think he's been humbled by the game. Look, this guy was an uber prospect when he was drafted by the Mets, and the Mariners made that big trade to get him from New York, and some ups and downs, mostly a lot of downs. But I just think maybe he sort of found himself. And as he told me the other day in Arizona, he says he thinks he's in the right place.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Robbie Ray is going to be this year, and excited to see what Luis Castillo is going to be. I got a futures ticket on the Mariners to win the AL West. I liked the juicy odds they give me. The Astros are pretty heavily favored in that division. What say you with the pitching of the Seattle Mariners and everything they addressed this offseason in that regard?
I just think, here's the thing, guys. If you don't have pitching, you don't have a chance. And we've seen in past years where the Mariners, you know, like you get a few guys dinged. And over the course of a six-month season, 162 games, like, stuff happens. Well, nothing happened last year. That was an outlier. They were extremely fortunate. And they'll tell you that they kept all those guys healthy. And so you can't count on that. So what you have to do is you have to build enough depth to cover injuries, underperformance, and all that. And I think hanging on to Chris Flexen was a really smart move for them. Mm-hmm. So that gives them six good starters at the big league level, and then some guys in the minor leagues who are on their way. So, and then that bullpen is really good too. You have a lot of guys back there that can miss a lot of bats, and that's what you want late in the game. So I think that they've done a very nice job of setting up their pitching, and they're going to need every one of these guys.
Yeah, we're talking with Corey Brock at The Athletic, covers the Seattle Mariners, at Corey Brock MLB on Twitter. Go give him a follow. The latest piece is about Julio Rodriguez and the big year that he has likely coming. And on that note, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Julio kind of taking advantage of the new rules, and I think that's the exciting thing this year, Corey, is just how these new rules are going to impact the game throughout the season, how quick games are going to go. Like, it's like an overarching storyline around every team, and I think fans are excited about it. Are there anybody else on the roster that you hear talking about, hey, the shift is gone, now my batting average is going to go up 30 points, or, hey, the bigger bases and the pickoff rules, now I'm going to be able to steal an extra 20, 30 bases? Anybody outside of Julio that you see having a big impact because of these rule changes?
Well, I'll tell you what, the sports writers are pretty happy about the pitch clock and about games being 25 minutes shorter. But aside from that, I think, yeah, you're going to see a lot of impact. I think you're going to see guys run a lot more. And the stolen base has really kind of gone the way of the dinosaur in the game of baseball. Remember the old days, Ricky Henderson, Vince mm-hmm. Coleman? It was such a big thing. And now you got guys leading the league in steals with like 30, which is, it just seems so ridiculous. But I think the guys that's really going to help, the shift band's going to help those left-handed pull hitters. And that's, you know, that's Jared Kelnick and that's Cal Raleigh. I think that these guys are going to see a little bit of a spike. I don't know what that looks like in terms of their batting average and all that, because they're able to pull balls through that right side and not have to worry about the shortstop overloading that side over there with three infielders. So, yeah, I think at the end of the year, we'll take a look at this. And I think fans, the skeptical ones, especially the ones about the pitch clock, like, oh, it's, you know, this isn't baseball. I think everybody will understand at the end of the year. And if you talk to any of your friends out at the Hillsboro Hops or any of these minor league affiliates, they will tell you this is the most wonderful thing ever. They've been doing it for a couple years, and nothing gets sacrificed with this pitch clock. It's just you eliminate a lot of the nonsense and you just get a better product.
You know, Corey, my favorite thing in any sports league is when the sports fans watching television and they go, oh, so-and-so's on this team. And I think if you don't follow the Mariners, there's going to be a lot of those moments when people see, oh, Colton Wong's a Mariner? I had no clue. And when you take a step as a young team to the playoffs and you're trying to build off of that, do you think it's pretty vital to add guys like Colton Wong? He's not just a good player. He's got World Series experience. It's like, this kid has played at the highest level in this league, and what he kind of adds to their locker room.
Absolutely. And, there, you know, there's really no way to quantify that, but you're exactly right. I know there's a positive effect in that room. And then adding a guy like Teoscar Hernandez, who's played in the postseason. Geez, the last time we saw him in a real game, he hit two home runs off Robbie Ray in that second game of the wild card series. This mm-hmm. guy's a real dude. So, yeah, I think there's tangible benefits that you see on the field and what they could do to help the team. And then there's other stuff in the clubhouse that no one else is really privy to. But I think it all adds up to like a really good mix. And they use the term culture over there a lot. And, you know, I think there's a lot of value in that. And I think their culture has probably never been better.
Yeah, we always focus on the big names and where did this guy sign a $500 million contract? And you forget sometimes it's about the key point you brought up, depth and not having line, you know, holes in your lineup or holes in your rotation, even if not all of them are top of the game arms or bats. Let's get the thoughts, Corey. Opening day is here. Everybody's excited. Baseball's back, baby. Mariners, how far do they go? Do they win the division? What's the season look like in Corey Brock's mind?
Well, I know you guys already put money on the over, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I love that number, and I think they're going to win the division this year. Everybody's loving the Astros too much. They're going to be humbled a little bit, and the Mariners are going to take the step.
Well, you know, they're not – I think we could all agree they're not going to finish 16 games behind the Astros like they did last year. So the Astros are a little bit more vulnerable. You know, it's still their division until it's not. But I think, you know, I think the Mariners win 90 games. I think they get in, you know, either most likely as a wild card, which is fine. I mean, it's just, it's all about getting in. And I think we understand the value of that after last season. So I'm going 90 wins. I'm going playoffs. And then once you get in, just ride that pitching as long as you can.
Yeah, especially now with no more one game wild card playoff work at all. 163 could end your entire season. It's not as painful to be a wild card anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad they got rid of that. And I will tell you, those two games in Toronto last year, maybe some of the best baseball I've seen in person in a long time. That was a really, really fun series. And like I said, I think baseball's back in Seattle finally, and I think this is a good thing. And for the whole region, really.
Corey, I know you're more down here, but like when you go up there, I guess I'd ask you, because I'm trying to think last time maybe it happened, is Julio the biggest name or the biggest face or most popular face in Seattle right now?
Boy, that's a great question, especially with the, you know, I guess you could have made a case for Russell Wilson. Now he's gone.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, I would say, and maybe even unequivocally, you know, like, not just the face of the franchise, face of the city. And, you know, he is a guy that people know about all throughout the country now. And I think, you know what, the moment that really landed him in the spotlight is when he hit those 81 home runs in that home run derby last year and somehow still lost, which is the most ridiculous thing. But I think, there's no more secrets anymore with this guy. But, I think he is beloved in Seattle. And I think that reach is growing and growing by the day.
They can forget about these West Coast athletes from time to time because the games are going on while everybody on the East Coast is asleep. And then, as you point out, you get that moment in the home run derby. Everybody pays, hey, who's this cat for Seattle? He's pretty good. Corey Brock, he covers the Mariners for The Athletic. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Corey Brock MLB. Happy opening day, Corey. We always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on. Have fun covering opening day tonight, and hopefully we can catch up again here soon.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.